नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 2nd प्रेयर्स विद द डेमिगॉड्स टेक्स्ट 14th संदिष्ट एवं भगवता संदिष्ट एवं भगवता तथेत्योमिति तद्वचा प्रतिगृह्य परिक्रम्य गाम गता तथा करोत ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट ट्रांसलेशन दस इंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड योगमाया इमीजिएटली एग्रीड विद द वैदिक मंत्र ओम शी कन्फर्म दैट शी वुड डू व्हाट ही आस्क Thus, having accepted the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she circumambulated him and started for the place on earth known as Nanda Gokul. There she did everything just as she had been told. After receiving the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogamaya twice confirmed her acceptance by saying, "Yes, sir, I shall do as you order." And then saying Om. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that Om signifies the Vedic confirmation. Thus, Yogamaya very faithfully received the Lord's order as a Vedic injunction. It is a fact that whatever is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a Vedic injunction that no one should neglect. In Vedic injunctions, there are no mistakes, illusions, cheating or imperfection. Unless one understands the authority of the Vedic version, there is no purpose in quoting Shastra. No one should violate the Vedic injunctions. Rather, one should strictly execute the orders given in the Vedas, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 16.24. Tasma shastram pramanam te karya karya vyavasthito nyatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartvam iharhasi. One should understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that one may gradually be elevated. So in this verse, we can see that Yoga Maya, Lord's internal potency, special Shakti, she agreed whatever Lord had given the instruction, and she confirms with this Vedic mantra Om, and she would do whatever he had asked, and in this way she circumambulates the Supreme Lord and starts for the place on earth, Nanda Gokul. So one may wonder that how this suddenly the conversation between Yogamaya and the Supreme Lord is taking place, where it is taking place, whether it is in this material world Shukadeva Goswami, who is Paramhamsa devotee, who is Trikaladnya. He can understand past, present and future. These truths are revealed to him. It is not something he had heard from someone, or but these higher truths are revealed unto his heart. And because of his purity, he could realize these higher truths. And therefore he can assimilate all these different kinds of stories and philosophies intertwined in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's setting the scene for the Supreme Lord to manifest during his recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Supreme Lord, he manifests out of his own sweet will. Nobody can force Krishna to appear. He is the supreme autocrat. Nobody is equal to him. Nobody is above him. Asamardhva. And that is the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadhyasyatha. And there Srila Vyasadeva is explaining that the Supreme Absolute Truth is one from whom everything emanates. Janmadhyasya. Janma Adi. The creation, maintenance, destruction. All these things are happening by the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is explained that what is the power of his energy? Supreme Lord has multifarious energies. Parasya Shaktir Vividha Eva Shruyate. He is not just alone standing, playing on his flute. Sometimes some people, they depict the Lord as alone, standing alone. But the Supreme Lord is never alone. He has many, many energies, multifarious energies. And they are all serving him. Energy and energetic. All the energies come from the Supreme Energetic. And that principle also we can see in this material world. Whatever energies we see in this material world also, there is a source. There is energetic, some source is there from which all these electrical energies or whatever mechanical energies or electronic energies, there has to be someone behind these energies to manifest. And all these energies in their original pure form in the spiritual world, they serve the Supreme Lord. They are all serving him. And here the Supreme Lord is now getting ready. Because he had to appear in this mortal world. He heard the prayers of all the demigods and Brahma, Purushottam prayers. And he is hearing all those prayers, and it is, he's getting ready now to come in this mortal world. And therefore, before his appearance, he is giving instruction to his Yoga Maya Shakti, who is going to play a very important role in this, all the manifest pastimes of the Supreme Lord in this mortal world. She is going to play a very, very important role. And what she is going to do is that Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrita. Krishna says that I am not manifest to those who are foolish and unintelligent. Yoga Maya Samavrita. Because I am covered by my internal potency. Krishna covers himself when he comes in this mortal world. Although there were so many, they were able to see Lord Krishna, but they could not understand. They thought that he is a mystic yogi. He is having some kind of siddhis. And therefore he is able to perform all these miraculous activities. And sometimes people think that he was a great politician. He made quarrels between Kauravas and Pandavas, and he sided Pandavas. So many ways people misunderstand Krishna. Because Krishna has covered himself. Nobody can understand Krishna without Krishna's sanction. When Krishna allows, then only that small living entity, Jiva Shakti, the small, very, very infinitesimal part, spiritual spark, which has been now covered by this material energy, illusory energy. If he receives the mercy of the Supreme Lord, then only that curtain of Yoga Maya will be removed. And then one will be able to understand what is, who is the Supreme Lord. And it is explained in Brahma Sanhita that the spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan, is in the form of lotus, six-petal lotus. And in the center of the lotus, there are Sri Sri Radha Krishna. They are performing their eternal pastimes. And these are the highest platform of devotion. When somebody achieves the highest platform of love and devotion, only that person can realize those pastimes. And that Golok Vrindavan has been surrounded by quadrangular place in the form of four abodes of Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And that is also surrounded by the fourfold human duties, purushartha, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And it is also explained that by the four Vedas, Rigveda, Atharvaveda, Samaveda and Yajurveda. And the purpose of these Vedas is to achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. And surrounded by these are Dikpals. There are protectors of this Dham, Golok Dham. And they have tridents in their hands in 10 directions. And anyone who tries to enter this abode through the channels of meditation or knowledge, yoga siddhi or jnana siddhi, what happens to them? They are cut by these tridents and they fall into the pits of disappointment. And what are these trident? Trident has three spears, trishul, and they represent the threefold natures of this material world: sattva gun, rajas gun, tamas gun, tamas. And also the time, past, present and future. So they are again subjected to the three modes of material nature, or they again come back into this material world where there is the force of time is acting upon everyone. Aruhya Krishnena parampada tata padan patanti ada anarudhute yushmada jangrad. It is explained that those impersonalists, those who take great trouble to reach to Brahma Jyoti platform, and there they achieve that platform, but because they have not developed devotion towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead or to His lotus feet, that means they have not taken shelter of the devotional service. They again come back in this material world. They fall down. So that is explained by Brahma, Lord Brahma, who is the firstborn living entity in this material world, in this universe. He has realized this knowledge, and he has understood that that supreme abode cannot be achieved by knowledge. Vast amount of knowledge one may acquire, or mystic siddhis. So many yogis, they have lot of siddhis, but Lord doesn't reveal to them. Yoga maya samavrata. He's covered by his internal potency. And that's how we can see that the Supreme Lord, He came. This narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, if somebody studies very carefully, one will understand that it is such a pure knowledge. It is so clear. Everything is so clear. There is no kalmash, or there is no contamination in this knowledge, because it is given by the great devotees. Those who are thoroughly honest, Srimad Bhagavatam declares that even this literature which may be imperfectly sung or read, but those who are thoroughly honest, they can realize this knowledge. So, therefore, the Supreme Lord, when He was going to appear in this material world, He was making all these arrangements. Because he was coming first time in this day of Brahma. Because Lord comes only in once in a day of Brahma. Brahma has thousands cycles of Satyayug, Tretayug, Dwaparyug and Kaliyug. And in that once he comes, something like 7th Manu, 20th millennium, something in that particular Dwapar Yuga, the Supreme Lord comes. He has a scheduled incarnation, correct? He comes on time. There is never delay. Sometimes we may delay things. But He comes exactly on time. There is no late, no late mark. So that gives a lot of faith to devotees. Those who may be struggling in their chanting or in their devotional service, why Lord is not appearing? I am struggling so much. But the Lord is there. It is not that Lord comes somewhere, from somewhere He comes. When it is explained that when Lord appeared in the heart of Vasudev, Acharya explained that it was not that He was not there. He was there, He is there always, everywhere. How can then He was not there before He manifested in the heart of Vasudev? He was there, already there. But that is the most mysterious thing to understand. Therefore, janma karma cha me divyam. The appearance of the birth and activities of the Lord are divya. They are not material. Srila Prabhupada also explains that Lord Krishna did not take birth like an ordinary human being. He just appeared. He was there, but He just descended from that transcendental plane to our manifest eyes. And therefore, He is very close to us. But if you are covered, then we cannot see Him. Because our eyes are covered still. We see through this material eyes. And these eyes are having so many defects. We cannot see things clearly. That is an inherent defect. We cannot see something very close to our eye. Put something very close to our eye, we'll not be able to see. Or something very far, that also will not be able to see. So our eye is tuned to particular frequency or the place or whatever we call. And our vision also depends upon the light, sun or moon. The light factor is quite important for us to see. And therefore, Shastras explain that we do not see through this material eyes, charma chakshu. We try to see through our ears. That is important. We should develop that vision of seeing through our ears. Then everything will become clear. Otherwise, we'll make a lot of mistakes because our senses are imperfect. Therefore, we'll make a lot of mistakes. And if there are, it is not just that our eyes are defective, but before we actually see, we have to overcome through so many anarthas which are there in our hearts. And therefore, when Lord Krishna decided to appear, he decided to manifest himself in the heart of Vasudev and then in the heart of Devaki. They were not ordinary living entities. They had performed severe austerities in their previous lives. Prushni and Sutapa in the first millennium, Swayambhuva Manu, Aditi and Kashyap, and then now Vasudev and Devaki. So they had undergone through lot of austerities, and at this time also, when Lord decided to manifest, what was the condition? They were in the prison house. And Kansa, who was like their relative, but he was so atrocious that he was bent upon killing all the children. He was making their life more troublesome. But still they were tolerating. So whenever it is not just that we chant loudly and everything will happen. Sometimes devotees are put into so much mental agony, so much difficulties they have to go through. Our faith is tested so many times. But if we have faith in the Supreme Lord that He will appear, He will come, He will manifest to us. So even there may be difficulties, there may be a lot of anxieties or troubles, Krishna will manifest in the heart of that devotee. That is His promise. He promises that He will appear. And therefore, it is quite important that we maintain that faith. We do not get deluded by this external energy. Because the living entity, which is actually spiritual in nature, which is quite powerful actually in one sense. But of course, when he had that, he has misused that small will, free will. He has misused that once. And therefore, what has happened is that he has been put into this illusory energy. And therefore, he has been covered now. He is not able to see things clearly. That is the power of illusory energy. although the spirit soul is very, very powerful. But now, at this time, it has been covered over. Therefore, when one is covered over, then he cannot see things clearly. And when we close our eyes, we cannot see things clearly. Some of the devotees are closing their eyes. So when we close eyes, we cannot see things clearly. It's austerity. Yoga Maya. In Bhagavatam class also, Yoga Maya comes. So after the such wonderful feast, and it was feast for the eyes, feast for the ears, in the form of kirtans and kathas, feast for the tongue, wonderful prasadam, feast, mahaprasadam feast. So many ways, such wonderful festival, and therefore there will be some service for Yoga Maya to do. So, and of course, my class is not so enthusiastic that everyone will be eager to hear. But anyways, that's austerity. So, therefore, the Lord manifest. When we are eager, He will manifest. And therefore, once our eyes are covered over with so many anarthas, our anarthas are so strong that one small anartha can cover our entire consciousness. That is, that's how it is so powerful. That one small doubt in the mind can cover our entire consciousness. And we take very, very insignificant things very, very seriously. Some small anartha is there. And then we take that as a main priority. And we neglect so many wonderful shining qualities, we just overlook. And that one thing becomes so prominent. So that is the power of illusory energy. It can bewilder the great demigods. Tejo vari mridam yatha vinima tisra. That's why in the very beginning it is declared that even the great demigods, they get bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. So what to speak of us who are struggling to understand the supremacy of the Lord? We had to study so much, we had to chant so much, we had to take prasadam. Still we do not understand. We make so many mistakes. We have so much fault-finding tendencies. So therefore, before Lord appeared or He manifested in the heart of Vasudeva and Devaki, the first six sons were killed. What is the significance? Our acharyas explain that the six sons, those who were killed earlier, they are like six anarthas within our heart. They have to be removed first. Once those anarthas are removed, then the Supreme Lord will manifest. And the fact that all of us have come to this divine moment, we should know that somewhere Lord has manifested in our lives. Because everyone has prayed to come to this place. Without this, it is not possible that we are sitting here in Bhagavatam class, or we do not realize that how many austerities or penances we might have performed to come to this place, to come in the association of wonderful devotees in this wonderful movement. We do not realize. Some other, the Lord has brought us here. And therefore, it is now very close. The success or the final goal is very close. We should not make any mistakes. We should, because the illusory energy will keep on troubling till we go back home, back to God. There will be test always, continuous. So although one might have come here, still, because we are not still yet completely purified our consciousness, we will see through our conditionings. We have a lot of conditionings or defects. So we will see through them. And what we will see? We will see defects. Because we have, our eyes are defective. Therefore, we will see all defects everywhere. Everything is perfect, but still, our eyes are not perfect. There is some problem within. Therefore, we will see that, oh, this devotee is troubling me. That is devotee is causing me problem. If one, that devotee would not have been there, my spiritual life would have been so easy. Isn't it? So many times we have such thought process. But it is all Lord's arrangement. We have to accept each other. Whatever, it is perfect actually. Lord has made everything perfect. There is no defect in Lord's creation. Only we are not able to understand what is, why these things are happening to us. And sometimes we think that it is happening only to me. It is not happening to others. But it is happening to everyone. You go to any devotee and ask, what is any problem you are facing? And he and it will, a big list will come. This prasad would have been little better. So many ways we have, so many our expectations. So many ways actually we have, that tendency is there actually. We just, if we just accept everything, then we'll be in Vaikuntha. We'll not have any problems. And Srila Prabhupada, he saw actually all the devotees, that they are liberated souls. He told that since you are serving Shri Radha Krishna, engage into this service, so you are able to achieve this platform, Brahma Bhuta Prasannata Mana Shochatina Kamshate Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. That one will achieve this platform when he has gone through all this. He has reached that platform. And therefore, we need the guidance of the acharyas who reveal the truth, who give the directions. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, he quotes one verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. That's what I was also wondering, that how this verse has come in between. Tasma shastra pramanam te karya karya vyavasitav nyatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartu meharhasi. One should understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that one may gradually be elevated. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that we need a bona fide spiritual master to understand what is our duty and what is not our duty. Because even if we try to understand the scriptures, we will misinterpret. And therefore, when we understand this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, through the medium of spiritual master, then things will become clear. Because the spiritual master also, one who is a self-realized soul, he speaks the truth. He has realized the truth. And therefore, although he is working in this material world, he is not of this material world. And therefore, whatever he speaks, sometimes may appear to be contradictory to this material world. We may not be able to rationalize certain things. That why spiritual master speaks like this? Why he has given me certain instruction? So we may not be able to understand. But if we follow those instructions very carefully, then gradually our conditionings will become cleared away. And once our conditionings are cleared away, then we will be able to see everything very clearly. And therefore, the Supreme Lord has he performed so many wonderful pastimes, but many people could not understand. And that was a mission in the at the end of Dwapar Yuga, to give this message, to establish the principles of relation. And still, people were not taking the message very seriously. Because reading Bhagavad Gita, going through all these 18 chapters, and ultimately surrendering to the Supreme Lord appears to be quite difficult. It is so, it takes so much time to read through Bhagavad Gita, to understand, and then to finally surrender. So therefore, what Lord has done, He again came as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And He told that, you don't have to worry, you just chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Lord Chaitanya explains that Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. That I have invested all these Shaktis, energies in the Holy Name. The Holy Name contains all these Shaktis. And one who chants very attentively. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting. In one sense, you can chant anytime, morning, afternoon, evening. But how to chant? There are certain rules. One should chant very, very attentively. That is the most important aspect, to chant very attentively. Because Lord is not different from His Holy Name. But do we realize? No. Because our senses are still imperfect. We still do not receive the Holy Name in that attitude. We think that, let us finish my rounds. 16 rounds are over. So Srila Prabhupada says 16 rounds is minimum. It is not that just by chanting 16 rounds every day, one is eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. That is a basic minimum. One has to develop taste in chanting the holy name. One should be able to clear away all the unwanted things within the heart. So therefore, these are, this is in brief. And Srila Prabhupada, who realized this, who had tremendous faith in the holy name, that this holy name only is the savior for all the living entities. He had that tremendous faith. And therefore everything was very clear to him. Everything was revealed to him. And therefore we can see that he could take that holy name and go alone in the Western countries and make transformations in the heart of all those people, those who did not have even faith in the existence of the God. That is a real miracle. So therefore, that's a miracle Srila Prabhupada has done. Once, this is the last point. So it is explained in Shweta Ashtaka Upanishad that the Supreme Lord is like the magician. And this Prakriti, he is the magician behind this Prakriti. And therefore he orchestrates everything. Something to appear, something to disappear. He will manifest to someone, he will not manifest to someone. That's how magicians do all these tricks. And therefore, it is explained that Mayam tu Prakritim Vidyan, Mayinam tu Maheshwaram, that Supreme Lord is a supreme magician behind all this Prakriti. And when somebody, some magician had come in front of Srila Prabhupada and he was doing some magic. And he was making certain things appear and certain things disappear. So Srila Prabhupada asked him, can you make birth, old age, disease and death disappear? So he said, no, I cannot do that. But Srila Prabhupada said that, I can do that. So Srila Prabhupada had so much faith in the holy name that if somebody just chants the holy name attentively, he'll be able to perfect his life and go back home back to God. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Anyone has any comments? Rajvihari Prabhu. Shamanam Prabhu. Any questions? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.